Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Look, a lot of talk today on Rhys Hoskins, also on Ezekiel Elliott, but that Eagles free agency thing rolls on now near the end of week two. It's been active. More in who they've lost and who they've gotten, but they've kept some, they've lost a lot, and for more on all of it, we turn to one of the great Eagles defenders of all time. He's a great friend of the WIP Midday Show all the years we were doing it, and he's going to be a big part of our morning show as well. We love him, Mr. Seth Joyner. How you doing, Seth?
Joe, John, what's happening?
Hi, Seth.
It's all good, man. Why do you have a smoother voice than, you know, pretty much anybody living?
I don't know, man. I guess it's just Barry White in me. I don't know.
Exactly right. Oh, my God. We got to laugh out of Seth right out of the gate. I love it. All right, Seth, let's get to it. Because I'm not laughing with some of this stuff that's going on with free agency. And while Howie was in a tough spot, because you know you're going to lose, dudes, there's only so many you can keep when you have so many great players, I don't understand them not prioritizing C.J. Gardner-Johnson. What is your reaction? Do you think he was a worse guy than we knew about? Do you think he was a bad teammate? Do you think he was overrated by many of us as fans, as a player? What the heck happened?
Well, listen, I mean, when you lose a guy like that and all the chatter that goes on around it, you know, all of these defenses start to go up. You know, not only do the fans get defensive, the player gets defensive, you know, the team's going to remain neutral because, you know, that's just – professional thing to do. I don't care who they sign. I don't care what the circumstances are. He's a big piece to lose. And people have made, you know, excuses. Oh, you know, he's a bad apple. We didn't hear about that during the season. A.J. Brown comes out and says, hey, you know, he's, you know, was a great teammate. I get it. You know, the Eagles made an offer early. He wanted to test free agency, which he should have, you know. And the Eagles, if they got in their feelings about it, they shouldn't have, because that's what free agency is about. I think the communication could have been better. Hey, listen, if you're not going to take the deal that we have on the table, you know, we've got to move on. We got other priorities that we got to take care of. And if we can get the two corners re-signed and done, that's going to mean less money down at the end. Sometimes it's just about communication. It seems to me that the communication wasn't all that good, on the Eagles' part, as well as, you know, his agency, because you can't put a tweet out like that and be my agent. You know, the minute you push send, you know, you're fired. Plain and simple.
Yeah. I do think it hurt him. Seth, he got paid the 20th most at the safety spot. So you're a free agent looking to hit it big. The word, you know, heading into free agency was, hey, this guy could earn $13, $14 million a year, and he got paid 1 year, $8 million, the 20th highest safety in the NFL. Why? Why was he paid like the 20th safety?
You know, I don't know. There's only one guy that made more than he did at the safety position. I've heard everything, you know, everything under the sun that, oh, you know, he's not a true safety. You know, he's a slot guy. He's a corner guy. He's he's a box safety. You hear all these things, but, you know, I can't tell you why, John. I really can't.
Yeah.
You know, I got some theories, you know, as I look at him and I look at, you know, the Lamar Jackson, you know, situation. I've got some theories. You know, I feel like this is my theory in a nutshell. I get a sense that the NFL owners are trying to reset the pay scale in certain situations. Deshaun Watson upset the quarterback pay scale last year. You heard the Ravens owner come out and make that assessment, that was a mistake, and they're trying to fix it. And maybe, you know, there's some residual there as far as C.J. Gardner-Johnson is concerned, because you can't tell me that guy shouldn't have been the top-paid defensive player, you know, in free agency this year. Come on. Yeah. I mean, 24, 25 years old, 6 interceptions. You can talk about the tips or whatever. The guy made the plays.
Yeah.
That was there for him to be made in less games, you know, than a lot of guys, yeah, you know, that played last year.
So – right now, our safeties are Kayvon Wallace, Reed Blankenship, Justin Evans, Andre Sacheré. How do you feel about that group?
Listen, I'm worried. there's a lot of positions on the defensive side of the ball. I'm worried about our safeties. I'm worried about our linebackers. And I'm, quite frankly, I'm worried about our defensive tackle position.
Yeah.
I don't care what we have or what we go get. I'm worried about those positions. We don't have experience in the secondary at safety. You know, they signed some nice guys that, you know, look good. The Greedy Williams, you know, deal was great, you know. But again, when you see guys start to move around, the question is why? You know, why wasn't he retained where he was? You know, we've signed a couple of linebackers. You know, are they special teams guys? Are they guys that can really make a difference?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the defensive tackle is really the worrisome spot. Because if people think that this defense is going to post 70 sacks again next year, they're living in la-la land. Because those, you know, 70 sacks, 27 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions by Nick Foles, those kinds of years are anomalies, man. They're not going to happen on a year-to-year basis, especially – you know, with the age that we have, you know, on our defensive front, you know, that's not going to happen again. So, you know, the Eagles, they got some holes to fill, man. You know, or, you know, you're going to pay Jalen Hurts and you got to expect for him to score 35, 40 points a game in order for you to win next year.
You're worried about the D-tackle spot. Jordan Davis, we drafted him in the first round last season. You'd think in his second year he'd be ready to roll. How viable a starter is he in this league?
Listen, only thing I can – people like to talk about the data analytics and all that kind of stuff. What I like to judge situations on is what I see, okay? He was made a big deal about last year because, you know, in their five-man front, he helped to secure the run. When he went out, the run went to hell in the handbasket. You know, Javon Hargrave – not mad at all about that loss because he's a guy that wants to rush the passer. He's not the type of guy who is going to stand in and hold the point, you know, and be the type of guy that you need to start the run. You know, if that was the case, they could have moved in the nose. It was pretty clear that they had to go out and get Sue and Joseph in order to shore that up because a guy like Hargrave didn't want to do that last year.
So you think Hargrave was overrated, right, South? I mean, is that basically what you're saying?
Listen, I just, you know, I think he was beneficial. He's a great pass rusher. And, you know, for what San Francisco signed him to do, you know, that's a great pickup for him. I just, if I'm a GM, I'm not giving that guy $20 million a year. I'm just not doing it, you know. I'm not doing it. For 11 sacks, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. Just not doing it. And my problem – my problem with Jordan Davis is Jordan Davis is primarily a run stopper. He's not a pass rusher, you know? And if they can't get him down to 320, 330 this year and get him a jump rope and get him a ladder and work on his feet, okay, where he can rush the passer, that draft pick, in my opinion, is a mistake. Because you can't move up to 13 or 12 or whatever it is the Eagles moved up to take him and be one-dimensional. Play on first and second down, third down, you got to take him out. Can't do that.
Yeah.
It does not look good so far.
Yeah.
No.
That's strong. How ready to start is N'Kobe Dean? And is he a Mike or a Will?
Good question. He better be ready now. There's no doubt about it. I think that, you know, the Eagles knew that this is what was coming this year, with both of those guys being, you know, either on a one-year deal or on the last year of their deal, TJ and Kazir. So he better be ready. We're about to find out. You know, he's flashed in the games that he's played. Mm-hmm. But when you come in and you know that you got a lead and the other team's got to throw the ball, it's a lot easier to flash than it is when you got to decipher, you know, in the first quarter what the heck is going on when they're running it, when they're passing it.
You got to step up every play, yeah.
But you know, I'm curious to see John the same way that everybody else is. You know, he's another one that scares me. He's a little on the light side. And, you know, whether you play him at Mike or Will, you know, it could mean the difference between him having to, you know, get in the mix in the middle. If you run a lot of five-man stuff where you only keep one guy on the field and it is him, kind of the way you did with TJ Edwards last year, you know, does he know where he fits? You know, does he have enough speed in the passing game to be able to cover? You know, or do you have to drop a safety in the box or go dime, you know, more than you really want to? There's a lot of things that are, you know, that are hanging, you know, for this team. Who are you going to pair with them?
They got to figure that out, man. And I'll tell you, my concern, and it's great talking to you about this because different era, your deal. I'm telling you, Seth, I'm worried they're about to slink right on back down to a bunch of cheap linebackers who aren't that good. And the thing about
and they're really small. Morrow guy.
Yeah, this past season they had cheap linebackers for the most part, but they're like T.J. Edwards was a good player. He was solid, and I think they're headed back to a bunch of ham and eggers, and it drives me nuts. Seth, let me ask you this: you famously had an opportunity to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones reached out to you. I believe your exact words, if I remember right, were "Hell no." As a longtime Eagle, as a great, as someone who wants to see the Eagles win but also hates the Cowboys, would you, Seth Joyner, want the Eagles to sign Ezekiel Elliott?
Let me say this, and then I got one comment before we wrap about T.J. Edwards.
Yeah.
If Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni believes that Zeke Elliott's got something left and he'll help this team win and get back to the Super Bowl, then by all means, sign the guy.
Listen,
we live in a different era, you know, of how the game is played.
You're hurting my heart, Seth. Seth, you're hurting my heart,
man. Tell him, Seth.
Seth, you're hurting my heart, man. You're hurting my heart.
Well, listen. Our hearts can't be hurt any worse than it was last year. The Phillies lost the World Series. The Soul lost the MLS Cup. You know, and the Eagles lost the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah,
John,
but I got Seth Joyner now saying let's sign a Cowboy that we hate.
No. Listen, I didn't say that. See, there you go. Don't put words in my mouth. I said if Howie Roseman and Nick Sirianni thinks that he can help the team win, okay. I think Zeke is cooked, to be honest with you. I don't think there's anything left in the tank. What are you going to get out of him? Even if you have, you know, the best offensive line in the National Football League like the Eagles have, what are you going to get out of Zeke, you know, that you can't get out of, you know, what you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may have a bigger back, a power back for short yards and third down situations like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if the NFL doesn't screw this thing up and leaves, you know, the quarterback sneak thing alone, Jalen's going to convert another 30 first downs on third and fourth and one. So who cares, you know? So, well, you know, listen, I don't like the idea any more than you do, John. But this is just a different era, man. I mean, like, I would have retired before I went and played for the Cowboys. I really would have, man. I really would have. But these guys now, the kind of money you're talking about, you know, if they're going to give Zeke $3, 4, 5 million to come and play, you know, he's the one that said, hey, I want to come play for the Eagles. He sees what's going on in that offensive side of the ball. So, you know, we just live in a different era, man. And, you know, as fans, yeah, we can say we don't like that idea. But that organization is going to do whatever they think is necessary.
Open-minded Seth Joyner. Yes. Whatever helps us win. I agree.
I'm still
Seth, what's your comment on T.J. Edwards you wanted to say?
Still depressed over the damn Super Bowl. Listen, T.J. Edwards was a nice player, okay? T.J. Edwards was just, in my opinion, a tackling machine. You know, between him and Kazir, I think they had, what, 3.5 sacks, 1 interception, you know, maybe one or two pass defense. You know, I'm not paying a guy $8-9 million a year to just be a tackling machine. You can find a tackling machine anywhere. You know, now it's not a slight against the guy, but that's what he brings to the table. You know, they need a linebacker, at least one guy who can make some freaking plays, a guy that can blitz. When you send him, that he's going to get there 50-60% of the time. They need a guy who can drop in the covers, you know, eye the quarterback, break on the ball, get an interception, hit somebody, and not just tackle him, get the damn ball out, man. They need some guys at the linebacker position who can make some plays. And because of how they value linebackers, they don't get those top-level guys. Because when you look at the great defenses, look at Bolton in the Super Bowl. Come on. You know, guy was just all over the field. Yeah. When you look at the top-level defenses and when defenses really need to step up, they got at least one guy at the linebacker position that never comes off the field, but he's an impact player. Fred Warner. You know, Trey Greenlaw. I mean, I can go down the list of guys, you know, that make a difference. The Eagles haven't had that.
You're right.
But the Eagles organization don't value that.
Because
they don't value it, they struggle against the run, okay? And they don't get production beyond just tackles.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if I play every down for 17 games, you damn well better bet that I'm going to have over 130 tackles in a season.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever come off the field.
Listen, Seth, here's the key, man. We, as a show, we value you, man. Thank you for doing this today, Seth. We look forward to talking a ton through the year, man. Obviously, football season primarily. It's always great talking to you. I'll see you on the golf course sometime soon, Seth.
You got it, man. You know, Joe, you know I love you guys, man. I'm up at 6 o'clock in the morning talking some darn Eagles, man.
That's awesome. Man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.